on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the first votes of general election 2020 have been cast in Donegal. Islanders have been going to the polls today. The rest of the county goes to the polls tomorrow. Met Éireann has issued a status orange wind warning for Donegal, Galway and Mayo tomorrow. A yellow wind warning and rain warning as well will be in place for much of the weekend. The health watchdog HICWA has found a number of areas of concern at a centre for people with disabilities in Donegal. Gardaí in Letterkenny warn of a partial road closure in Letterkenny on Sunday as part of a traffic management plan because of GAA matches and an election count, and several Garda stations in the county have been targeted by scammers. All those stories to follow, and we'll have the sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at around 5:15. Nook this well with Colm Ferriter later in the bulletin. We'll begin with the first votes of general election 2020, and they were cast today in Donegal, with 750 people eligible to vote on the county's five inhabited offshore islands. Polling booths have closed on Tory, Gola, Inishbofin and Inishfree. Voting continues on Aran Mór until 7:30 this evening. Up to mid-afternoon, a turnout of 44% was being reported across the islands. The rest of Donegal goes to the polls tomorrow. People are reminded that you do not need to have a polling card with you in order to vote. However, it's highly recommended that you bring photo ID to your polling booth. If there is any doubt as to whether or not you're registered, you can check on checktheregister.ie. Met Éireann has issued a status orange wind warning for Donegal, Galway and Mayo. The alert for Donegal and Mayo comes into effect at noon tomorrow and lasts until 4 p.m. The warning for Galway takes effect at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and lasts until 6 p.m. Winds of 120 kilometres an hour are expected across the three counties as Storm Ciara hits the country. Brian Farrell from the Road Safety Authority says the change in weather will bring dangers.
Drivers need to be on the lookout for ponding and flooded roads, and especially in coastal areas, and obviously never to drive through flooded roads. But they've also got to watch out for downed trees maybe, or branches, and of course pedestrians and cyclists need to watch out for those as well.
Well, earlier two status yellow warnings were issued for the entire country, a wind warning coming into effect from 9 tomorrow morning until midnight on Sunday, a rain warning coming in from midday tomorrow until 3 o'clock on Sunday. People living in coastal areas are being warned there's risk of coastal flooding over the weekend. The communications manager with Met Éireann is Matthew Martin. He says the weather will deteriorate from tomorrow morning, particularly in the northwest.
Another very important feature of this storm is a large swell being developed in the North Atlantic, and as Storm Ciara passes to the north of Ireland, that's going to move on to the Atlantic coastal areas, so some very high seas, and that will combine with spring tides, and that will bring the risk of coastal flooding to southern, western and northwestern coasts at times. So that is another very important feature of this storm.
Well, Donegal County Council says its weather management team has been meeting today and will continue to monitor the storm over the course of the weekend. The council is urging everyone to be careful in the vicinity. The council says people should check culverts, drains to make sure that the risk of flooding is minimised. They're also urging people to ensure that they're careful when driving, particularly in the vicinity of trees. The health watchdog HICWA has found a number of areas of concern at a centre for people with disabilities in Donegal. While there were a number of improvements made since a previous inspection in the summer, the inspector found there continued to be issues of violence at Ballytrim House. The latest inspection was conducted in October. Details were published this week, as Casey O'Riordan now reports.
The provider had organised and resourced the centre to ensure residents were better protected from the risk of abuse. This was an area which had been identified as a significant concern at the previous inspection. Improved safeguarding arrangements had resulted in fewer incidents between residents. There were weekly multidisciplinary meetings to oversee the effectiveness of these arrangements, and the HSE's adult safeguarding team, the psychology team and staff from the centre all attended. There were, in addition, weekly visits visits to the centre by representatives of Tuzla. The separation of living accommodation for children and adults had also improved safeguarding arrangements. While the number of incidents involving residents had reduced, there continued to be significant issues of incidents of violence and aggression directed at staff members. Overall, there have been significant improvements in governance and management. However, the inspector found the centre remains unsuitable to meet the needs of some residents, and there are issues relating to compatibility which result in poor outcomes for residents.
Gardaí in Letterkenny are warning there will be a partial road closure in the town on Sunday as part of a traffic management plan. Those who are attending the GAA double header in O'Donnell Park or attending the election count at the adjacent Oral Leisure Centre on Sunday are being advised that the road from the junction at Convent Road to O'Donnell Park will be closed for much of the day. A free shuttle bus service will operate from the bottom of Convent Road to O'Donnell Park. Sergeant Eunan Walsh says people need to factor possible delays into their plans.
So there'll be a free shuttle bus from the Blacks, or what was Blacks, and there was a Kiernan shop there at the bottom of the town, and we're asking people to avail of the numerous free car parks in Letterkenny Town Centre and to walk then maybe to walk to the game, if not to avail of the free shuttle service. And then on the other side of the town, maybe traffic coming from the Glenties, Glenswilly direction will be turned at O'Donnell Park and basically be faced for home, parked out on the left-hand side as one leaves O'Donnell Park towards Glenswilly and Glenties.
And I suppose the message from your point of view as well, whether you're going to the count or the football matches, just to leave a lot of extra time for your journey either way.
Yes, that's correct. I know the forecast isn't great, Catherine, so we're asking people to plan their day and plan their times and leave maybe a wee bit earlier to allow for maybe the walk time. It's not that far, maybe 10 minutes walk from the town to O'Donnell Park, or again to avail of the free shuttle bus. And again, I'd ask people to bear in mind that the area of O'Donnell, there's no parking in O'Donnell Park, is restricted to match officials and supporters, buses and disabled drivers. And the immediate vicinity is mainly a residential area where there will also be no parking. So again, to people to enjoy their day, plan, leave a wee bit earlier and to obey the instructions of the Gardaí and the stewards who will be on duty on the day.
Because there's no point really chancing your arm kind of thing at those various points, they will be turned away.
You will be turned away, and if you're lucky to get maybe parked in the area, then you will be held up afterwards, because the road closure will also be in effect after the game to allow people to walk away from the park into town, so you will be stuck in the traffic, you know.
And that was Sergeant Eunan Walsh there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Gardaí and Donegal have confirmed that several Garda stations in the county were targeted by people claiming to be calling on behalf of Amazon. They say that stations right across the division received calls in the past number of days. They've issued a warning to the public to beware of scammers. Daniel Brennan has the details.
In a statement, Gardaí say that the fraudsters inquire as to whether or not the person would like to renew Amazon's Prime subscription. Gardaí say that they are aware that these calls are being received on all mobile phones and landlines on a more frequent basis recently. Following the scam call, Gardaí then received multiple calls from all over Ireland from people who said they were returning a missed call from the Garda station. They have also had members of the public reporting that they also received multiple people returning a missed call from them following the initial scam call. Gardaí are warning not to engage with scam callers, not to give any personal information to them, to just hang up and, if possible, block the calling number.
Four drivers in the Letterkenny area have been caught drug driving in what's been described as a significant overnight operation. Both the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit and the Letterkenny Drugs Unit were involved in a joint operation overnight. The drivers were detected driving under the influence of a number of drugs, including cocaine and cannabis. All four were arrested. The Department of Health says Ireland is ready to pick up cases of coronavirus as soon as possible to stop it spreading. So far, there have been 15 suspected cases in Ireland, but all tests have come back negative. Shane Beatty has more.
Health officials say Ireland is currently in a containment phase, meaning we're ready to detect coronavirus as soon as possible to stop it spreading. However, the next phase would be mitigation, meaning it would no longer be possible to contain it and would instead prioritise patients who are very ill. The HSE is sending personal protective equipment like masks, gloves and goggles to over 3,000 doctors, but the world is running out of masks, according to the World Health Organization. The HSE's National Clinical Advisor, Dr. Vida Hamilton, says we do have have enough supplies here.
It's for droplet and contact precautions, so it's the usual protective gear that we're very familiar with. So we're issuing packs to our general practice colleagues for their use, but all of them are familiar in using them.
So far, there have been 15 suspected cases in Ireland, but all came back negative. There are 31,000 confirmed cases worldwide. Dr. Killian de Gascon, chair of the Coronavirus Expert Advisory Group, says test results can be turned around quickly.
We really are looking at sort of 6 to 8 hours for turnaround from the time the sample arrives in the lab. Straightforward sort of PCR or polymerase chain reaction test, so it's a molecular test, so we're looking for the genetic material of the virus or RNA.
To protect yourself, the advice is to wash your hands properly and regularly, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough and sneeze, and follow the travel advice.
An alliance involving health professionals has begun a public awareness campaign to highlight their importance. The Health and Social Care Professions Alliance, which represents almost 40,000 healthcare professionals in the country, say that with more use of their services, up to 7,000 bed spaces could be made available in hospitals nationwide. HSCPA spokesperson Jennifer Fian says their members can and do keep people out of hospital.
We have doctors, nurses. You also need to have HSCPs. It's like a three-legged stool. You have social and social care workers, and they're very useful obviously for ensuring that assessments are done. Therapists such as dietitians or physios, speech and language, occupational therapists, they keep people well at home, particularly older people. The final part of health and social care professionals are those who provide diagnostics and treatments like radiographers. When people present to an A&E, it should just be for an emergency and they need admission. And we see that outside of Dublin, about a quarter of all patients that present to A&E need admission. So we know they're there for a reason. But if you look at how you might get somebody out of hospital, early supported discharge, getting your patient home, making sure that they're okay. The reason that they can't be released from hospital is generally because the services aren't there to support them. The three areas that keep us healthy in general are, you know, that we have exercise, that we have good diet, and that we have social connectedness. And all of those things can be provided by health and social care professionals.
And that was Jennifer Fehm. There are over 200,000 cancer survivors in Ireland, according to the Irish Cancer Society. The charity raises money each year on Daffodil Day for free care and support for cancer patients and their loved ones. This year's campaign hopes to raise 4 million euro, with the charity relying on public donations to fund 97% of its income. The launch in Dublin came ahead of a special cancer conference in Letterkenny tomorrow, being run by Donegal Relay for Life. It will include the launch of a new research project at Letterkenny University Hospital. 34-year-old Eileen Rush is a cervical cancer survivor. She spoke at today's Daffodil Day launch.
But I think advocates and people sharing their story, it's no longer a whisper of the cancer word, the C word, did you hear? It is. Cancer exists. So I think as a community, as a country, if we just share our story, it just helps the neighbour next to you.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get active in 2020 and check out the great selection of running shoes at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 5:15 and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Leinster's quarter-final opponents in the Heineken Champions Cup could be expelled from the competition tonight. Reigning champion Saracens face a disciplinary hearing in London tonight after admitting to fielding an ineligible player in their pool game with Racing. Titi Lamastelli's work permit had expired before the game, and Sarries could now be deducted up to 4 points. That would result in Glasgow taking their place in the quarter-finals against Leinster. Elsewhere, hooker Rob Herring says the Irish pack need to improve their collective performance against Wales in the Six Nations tomorrow. Ireland conceded a number of scrum penalties in last week's win over Scotland, but Herring says plenty of work has been done to ensure the same mistakes aren't made again.
To be honest, we have to be better than last week. Three scrum penalties against us, it wasn't good enough. And like I said, I think it's been a good prep week, but now it's probably just about delivering it on the day. You know, whether they throw a different picture at us or if the ref's not seeing it eye to eye, you know, we just have to get on with our stuff and show good pictures and really get a bit of a solid platform from the scrum.
Elsewhere, the women's head coach Adam Griggs has made 3 changes to the side that beat Scotland last week. Emer Constantine, Claire Cohan and Judy Bobbitt all start against Wales on Sunday. Donegal's Laura Feely and Larissa Muldoon are among the replacements. The Irish under-20s will look to continue their winning start to the Six Nations campaign tonight. They face their Welsh counterparts at Irish Independent Park, kick-off at 7:15. In soccer, Republic of Ireland striker Troy Parrott has signed a new 3-year deal with Spurs. The 18-year-old is now contracted to the Premier League club until 2023. Parrott made his Premier League debut against Burnley in December, also a month after his international bout against New Zealand. And the English Football Association has ended an investigation into allegations that Liverpool employees hacked into scouting systems of Manchester City. The FA say it's not continuing to look into the claims, partly because the clubs have agreed a settlement with each other. It does say, though, that it might review the decision if further information or evidence is received. And some new Premier League records have been set. Liverpool's Jurgen Klopp has won the Manager of the Month award for a fifth time this season, which is the best for a single campaign. The player prize has gone to Manchester City's Sergio Aguero. He's now won it 7 times overall, more than any other player. On the pitch tonight, Bristol City, they can move third of the Sky Bet Championship should they defeat Birmingham City this evening. It's a 7:45 kickoff time at Ashton Gate. Back at home, Sligo Rovers have announced the signing of forward Jesse Devers ahead of the new season. The former Galway United and Finn Harps player had been on trial with Liam Buckley's side in recent weeks. Tomorrow in the Irish League Premiership, the leaders Linfield, they are away to Warren Point. That's among 6 games down for decision tomorrow. Bottom Club Institute, they host Larne, and Coleraine, they're away to Glentoran. And in underage football, it's a big day on Sunday for under 13s and 15 teams. An under 13 national semi-final have been played down in Ennis on Sunday. The Donegal Schoolboys play Clare. And an under 15 semi-final in Drogheda Institute on Sunday as well, with a 2 o'clock kickoff. Drogheda host the Donegal Schoolboys. In Gaelic games, in the Danske Bank Mercury Cup under 19 action this weekend, St Dunans of Letterkenny, they play Patricia of Carrickmacross. That one's on at the Burn Road tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And in the McLaren Cup quarter final in Garfahy at 1:30 tomorrow, it's Loretto Milford there up against St Patrick's of Downpatrick. And in the under 20 football championship in Celtic Park on tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Derry, they play Fermanagh. And Donegal and Galway, they'll battle a league doubleheader this Sunday at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and the Highland team will be there to cover the action. First up at 12 noon, the Donegal ladies, they seek out a second win in their Division 1 campaign. That's followed at 2 o'clock by the Donegal men as Declan Boner's side look to maintain their position at the top of the Allianz League. Both those games will have full match commentary here on highlandradio.com, with the men's game live on air from the start time at 2 o'clock. Well, Galway men, they're under the management of Pádraig Joyce. Martin McHugh says he's made a difference with the Connacht side, and it will be interesting to see how they fare out against an Ulster side that can cause them real problems.
Oh, he is, no doubt about it. And we know how good a footballer he was himself. You know, he's that bit of experience in management as well. He was with the Galway under 20 team and they got to an All-Ireland semi-final last year, and he was involved in the Irish team going to Australia with Joe Kiernan and that. So he's got that experience as well, and being involved with players. I mean, we know how good a player he was himself, and it's plain to be seen that he always loved kicking the ball himself, and you can see that his Galway team, he wants to, and listening to interviews and everything else, Dermot, he wants them to kick the ball and attack, and coming up against maybe Ulster teams particularly, that do get men back in that, there it'll be interesting to see how they cope with that there, Galway, how they deal with it. Watching them and doing that, the Kerry game, we always know Kerry, any team that plays Kerry is going to be opened, it's going to be good football, it's going to be nice, but it's different, when you're up against teams that will draw players and sweepers and that there, how they cope with it. They've got always had quality footballers in Galway, particularly in their forward line. They've a lot of quality, and the likes, we all know the likes, particularly Shane Walsh, how quality players, he made him captain this year and everything else, and it's definitely not affecting his game and everything else, and it's great to see him, it's been nice, great to see him on Sunday in Letterkenny and that. But I think they have a lot of quality, they always had a lot of quality all over the field. Maybe their defence is not as good as it was in the past, but again, they have players to come back into it and all that. Their likes of Liam Silk from Corrifan will get back in there, so I'm looking forward to seeing it. They're looking forward to seeing them, because we know the quality they had, what they're about. They've changed their style of football. Will that help them? Just time will tell, and wait and see.
Martin McHugh speaking to Dermot Doherty there. Well, that game's in the National League Division 1 in O'Donnell Park on Sunday. Martin will be among the commentary team with Pádraig Helferty, from the start time of 2 o'clock. Tyrone are also in action, a big game against Kerry this weekend. Tyrone are at home, and in Division 3, Derry are at home to Tipperary. That one starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday. In the National Ladies National League, as you heard, Donegal are in action against Galway. That one starts at 12 o'clock. It's live online here in highlandradio.com. and in the Ladies Football League Division 2, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Tyrone, they play Clare. And on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Division 4, Derry, they play Offaly. It's the Ladies National Football League Division 4. In athletics, Mark English's target of Olympic qualification starts this weekend in New York. The Letterkenny man will compete in the 800 metres at the Mulrose Games on Saturday night. 1 minute 45.20 seconds is the qualifying standard for Tokyo 2020, while the IAAF world rankings will also be used to fill the quota. And elsewhere in athletics, the National Intermediate and Masters Cross Country Championships take place this weekend in Rathdrum and Wicklow tomorrow. And in golf, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is continuing today with the second round in California. Graham McDowell is 2 under par. Patrick Harrington starts his second round from 1 under. Seamus Power is on level par. Leading the way is Nick Taylor. He's on 8 under par. Defending champion Phil Mickelson is on 4 under. And in motorsport, motorsport's governing body, the FIA, has finished its investigation into the Formula 2 accident which killed Antoine Hubert. And it's concluded that no one was at fault. 4 cars were involved in a high-speed incident at the start of the race in Belgium in August, which the Frenchman was killed. And finally, this evening in boxing, British boxer Cale Brook has weighed in successfully ahead of his return to the ring. His first fight in over a year is in his home city of Sheffield tomorrow night, is against American Mark DeLuca. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Agusanish Anucht, Olaev Eg Colum Ferreter.
Seymour Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Chalin the Prieves Kelty. Highland Radio, Major Le Figurí falsíthe ag Fáras na Gaeilge, tá níos mó éilimh na aríomh ar shuíomhanna factoireachta Fáras na Gaeilge ar líne. Léiríonn na statisticí chuid den tacaíocht a chuirú ar fáil do réimse leathan airneolaithe ag leibhéil an phobal, falsaireachta, gnó na hálainne agus óige. Tá níos mó cuairteoirí na aríomh ag shuíomhanna na mór agraíochta le 2.1 milliún Úsadjór ag fáclór bonca í, sin húas le jáf hóntse djeg fúin géad ar jávílas a hók djeg. Agus a hén hóntse hók milliún úsadjór ag Changlan bonca í, sin ardu de chod ní hóntse agus fí fúin géad. Tá cáistí géilige chóir le chun de gún an áil i gcóir leis na cáistí géilige ag tairiscint scolaireachtaí géalteachta le freastal ar cáistí géilige saoirí i mbliana. Tá na scolaireachtaí ar fáil de ghaltaí scola idir 10 mbliana agus 8 mbliana déag de ís a bhfuil buan chónaí orthu ná atáag freastal ar scoiltithe i chun de gún an áil. Jan Hurt na hiratasori a ronu I granahar oskulte ag tús mi an Marta at Savlianshaw brant her trohat scholarocta ar a laid agus ig her na tali ar fad fwyn skim. Sprek data te gesht na an Gerardin fihu de laid an visha agus te tellu olish ag siv de chudj an chorlio Chondé gúnan áil. Tá glóir na gael ag lácu le hiarathais ar Iontas ó chlobanna a tá cláirithe le fondúracht Seosamh McDonaghy scéime fíthe fíthe. Is scéim tacaíochta de chuid glóir na gael agus de chuid chumann luachla scéil I fondúracht Seosamh McDonaghy le hé chlobanna chumann luachla scéil ar bhíon ló an gaelige a chur chun cin. Tá Iontas de suas le 500 euro ar fáil anois do chlobanna chun tacu le leo Tionscadal agus imachtaí a chur an úsaid agus fólam na gaeilge chun tosaí a measc an chlub phobal. Is gead an iratas a bheith ré faoin céad le agus fí de mí fiara agus tellú ag glór na gael boncaí í. Sin mo chud se eile go léir, slán agus barracht.
Gura mo agus colum. Weather forecast, it'll stay cloudy and windy for the rest of this evening with a band of persistent rain moving into western parts in fresh to strong and gusty south or southeast winds. That rain will spread right across the region this evening and early tonight with some very heavy falls of rain possible. The rain will clear later with showers following in western parts. Lowest temperatures 2 to 4 degrees Celsius overnight. A touch of frost in some sheltered areas. Winds will veer to a westerly direction as the rain clears, becoming moderate for a time. It'll back to the southwest and strengthen later with gales along the north and west coast by dawn. Tomorrow Saturday, very windy, scattered blustery showers, particularly on western coastal areas in the morning. morning. A band of heavy rain will spread eastwards through the afternoon with a risk of thunder and spot flooding. Strong and gusty southerly winds reaching gale force in coastal areas in the morning and the afternoon, easing toward evening with highest afternoon temperatures between 7 and 9 degrees Celsius. And that's the way your weather is looking for the next 24 hours or so. Main stories in brief. The first votes of general election 2020 have been cast in Donegal today. 750 eligible voters on the five inhabited offshore islands. Polling has closed on four of them, Tory Gola, Inishbofin and Innisfree. Polling continues on Aran Moor until 7:30 this evening. By mid-afternoon, 44% turnout was being reported across the islands. Met Éireann has now issued an orange weather warning for Donegal, Galway and Mayo. The wind warning for Donegal and Mayo comes into effect at noon tomorrow until 4pm. Winds of 120 kilometres an hour possible along with coastal flooding. Yellow wind and rain warnings will be in place for the rest of the country and indeed Donegal as well from midday tomorrow until Sunday evening. And that's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 7th of February. The death has taken place at the Lake House Nursing Home, Dunfanaghy, of George Walker Bathgate, formerly of Dunfermline, Scotland. Memorial service will take place on Monday next in Mulladough Community Centre at 3 o'clock. The death has taken place of Willie Divan, Claddy and formerly of Derry. His remains will repose at his partner Pam McGee's home at 26 Clooney Gardens, Claddy, from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:15 for Mass in St Columba's Church, Donnyloop at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Willie Williams Doherty, Letcher, Cooldaff. Willie's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from his home on Sunday afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Donations in lieu of flowers and mass cards, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has occurred at his residence of Pat Canny, Effishmore, Glenealy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:15 to St Mary's Church, Bochan, for funeral mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of McFeely Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Margaret Moyne, Drum Haggart, Muff. Margaret's remains are reposing at her son Terence's residence at Drum Haggart, Muff. Funeral from there on Sunday, leaving at 12:15 to St Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Nuala Caron, 18 Dr McGinley Road, Glen Carr, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at her home until 11 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:45 to St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Crone Society, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Ellen Gallagher, Morrow, Dunfanaghy. Her remains are en route to Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, arriving at 6 o'clock. Funeral mass there tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen Joyce McCrossan, 12 Melmount Road, Strabane. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Strabane Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Second Rye Presbyterian Church Burial Grounds, Manor Cunningham. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Strabane Presbyterian Church, care of Mr. Norman Darragh, 42 Tullymoan Road, Strabane. And the death has taken place of Maggie McNeillis, Ne McGrath, Kilclooney, Portneau. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Kilcluny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.